Hi, welcome to another edition of the Malware Report. This week I'm with Cameron Camp, a researcher at ESET. Cameron, welcome.
Good to be here, Brian.
So ESET has discovered this incredible vulnerability known as ACAD. Tell us a little bit about this and how it works.
So ACAD is interesting because it's a piece of malicious software that affects AutoCAD of all things. It's not something you think about or something you suspect, but think about the damage that a piece of malicious software would have that could secretly steal AutoCAD design drawings or industrial drawings and secretly exfiltrate them out to the bad guys.
And in the research, you actually noticed that this was happening. It's not a threat in theory. There were actually people who were maliciously pulling these things out and sending them to far-flung places.
Correct. And what's interesting, I think, from this is that it appears has all the earmarks of being nation-state driven and against a specific target, in this case, Peru, of all places. And so those people that are, you know, design firms in Peru were in some cases having their AutoCAD drawings snooped around and looked for nuggets and then sent back to the mothership elsewhere.
So I know a lot of CSOs and security professionals, one of the rising things that really disturbs them right now is this thought that, you know, not only that they could be shut down or they might have a disruption, but actually, you know, proprietary sensitive information, whether it's design schematics or financial information, could be infiltrated, taken out, and used against them. What are some of the things that people are doing to try and get ahead of this?
Well, first of all, they're starting to recognize that there actually is a problem and that it is real boots on the ground type hacking attempts from a nation state. And that in this case, they were looking for specific design documents. From a defense standpoint, I think the key is to recognize the type of attack. I mean, obviously, a nation state attack is going to be very different from, say, a hacktivism attack. And the steps that they take to implement the attack, which is going to be possibly over a long period of time. It's going to involve a lot of intelligence gathering first. It's going to, you know, basically you can think of it like surveillance. And then it may sit silently in the background for a very long time. So you need to really monitor your network traffic to catch it.
And is there a patch or a fix available for AutoCAD to plug this threat?
Indeed, there is. And in fact, then people have had the ESET antivirus, anti-malware solution have patched the systems and it's been taken care of, but it caught everybody by surprise. And I think it served as a warning to people in other small industries, maybe design or intelligence industries, you got to beware.
So if you'd like a lot more information on ACAD, all the nasty details, visit blog.eset.com and you can dig deep into all the nuances of it. Cameron, thanks for joining us. This is Brian Scanlon for the Malware Report. We'll see you next time.